Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Fit and episode number 5, Clean Eating for Your Health. This is part 2 of 3 of our focus on carbohydrates. On our last episode, I gave a high-level overview of the second of our 3 good guys of nutrition, carbohydrates. And I mentioned that there was just so much content in regard to carbs that I would take 3 full episodes to tackle this massive macronutrient. People get very confused about carbs. Should I eat them? Should I not eat them? How much? What kind? Don't worry. By the 3rd episode on the topic of carbohydrates, you'll have a better understanding of how to pull carbs into your fit plan. We know from the last episode that healthy carbs include 4 great categories: whole grains and beans, which we covered in the last episode. And today, we're going to cover the last 2 categories of healthy carbs, fruits and vegetables. But before I get into fruits and vegetables, I want to mention again that carbs also have 1 category that is not healthy: the whites. The whites are white flour, white potatoes, white rice, any processed white carb. Listen back to episode 4 for more on the whites. Finally, sugar is also a part of the unhealthy carb category, and I'll be talking about it in its entirety in episode number 6. This episode will specifically focus on fruits and vegetables, why fruits and vegetables are so important to your fit plan, what are phytochemicals, and finally, the relationship of fruits and vegetables and chronic disease. I'm sitting here wondering if you're listening and thinking to yourself, Stacey, I already know that eating fruits and vegetables are healthy. What else is there really to talk about? So for me, I want to know the why. Yes, you probably know fruits and vegetables are healthy, but do you know the why? So let's start with knowing that fruits and vegetables are really high in nutrients. They're very low in calories, but they are also loaded with vitamins, minerals, and fiber. The most important takeaway from today's episode about fruits and vegetables is that they contain phytochemicals, and that's what launches them into the category of superpower foods. So phytochemicals, just think of that word, phytochemicals. Phyto or phyter, they are substances that offer protection to the cells from damage. This is fairly new research. It's only about 30 years old. And the first phytochemical discovered was actually found in broccoli. It was called sulforaphane, and it is now known for its cancer-fighting abilities. You might probably know of a few more. Lycopene that's found in tomatoes, resveratrol that is found in red wine, and our favorite flavanols that are found in dark chocolate. Since discovering sulforaphane in broccoli, we know of about 10,000 more phytochemicals, and it's believed that there's at least 100,000 more to be identified. So here's what you need to know about phytochemicals. Plants make phytochemicals to protect themselves against the environment, specifically protection from the sun and plant-eating bugs. The phytochemicals essentially fight or assist to help the plant survive. We know that these phytochemicals can do the same thing for us, which is really great news. The superpowers of phytochemicals protect us by protecting us from inflammation. That's really important when it comes to those chronic diseases because we know that there's a direct correlation between inflammation and chronic disease. The phytochemicals contain antioxidant power. The antioxidants provide protection from the free radicals, and free radicals are the things that attack our cells and what kicks up disease and also aging. Phytochemicals provide immune support. Think of it like a little turbo boost for the immunity. Finally, the phytochemicals support the body's natural detoxification system. That means they help clear out the bad stuff. On a side note, these really powerful phytochemicals can only be found in plant-based foods: your fruits and vegetables, your beans, your whole grains, your nuts. Supplements, bars, and protein powders do not compare to real plant foods. You're not going to get the same level of protection. So just remember that. Just as we know from clean eating, eating foods in their most natural state is the best. And clearly for fruits and vegetables, it's critical. So back to our fruits and vegetables. They are for sure the first line defense to disease protection. And if you eat a fit plan filled with fruits and vegetables, you can possibly help to avoid a heart attack, a stroke, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, and even some cancers. This might be where my rant starts. You need to be eating a ton of fruits and vegetables. And like we like to repeat at Fit to Order, strive for 5, 7 is heaven, and 9 servings of fruits and vegetables is divine. Here's a few more tips. You want to try and eat from the entire rainbow spectrum. The more colorful the food, the deeper, the richer the color, the more it's packed with those awesome nutrients and phytochemicals. Try to have a little bit of every single color. Think red and orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, all of them. Just a little bit from each of those colors. Don't forget about your herbs and spices. They also have an endless list of beneficial phytochemicals. Parsley and cinnamon and ginger and curry. Fresh herbs and spices are best, but dried herbs and spices are still very, very powerful. So as an added extra bonus, as if we didn't get enough from those fruits and vegetables, when it comes to consuming them, if you eat more, the leaner you will be. The reason is because fruits and vegetables contain a ton of water and lots of fiber. They fill you up. They make you feel hungrier. They satisfy your hunger. That combination is the ticket for fat loss. Consuming a lot of fruits and vegetables actually shuts off the appetite and controls your hunger. It's a lesson in volumetrics, meaning a calorie is not necessarily a calorie. You can eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. So here's a quick summary. Eating fruits and vegetables offer a ton of benefits, including protection from free radicals that initiate disease. Eating fruits and vegetables assist with detoxifying the body. It helps with inflammation protection. It gives us a turbo boost for our immunity. It supports healthy fat loss. You should be eating at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Even more, even better would be to eat at least 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. And try and eat the rainbow. If I don't already have you convinced by now, I'm not sure what else I can do, because that is just incredible information on the whys of eating your fruits and vegetables. So you're probably sitting there thinking now, oh my gosh, how am I going to eat that many fruits and vegetables? What about trying to get after the salad bar, the tried but true salad bar? So as a little helpful tip, I thought I would give you some fit tips to navigate the salad bar. And this way, you might be getting a few more servings in to that 5 to 9 servings that we recommend, or that is recommended for you to consume daily. So how do you navigate the salad bar to get the most or the biggest bang for your buck? You want to start with healthy greens, the deepest color green, the deeper the better, with the most phytochemicals, vitamins, and minerals. Think like spinach and kale. Iceberg's not necessarily the best choice, because in fact, it's just mostly water. But you again, starting with that healthy green base is just a great way to start the process of getting in a good amount of vegetables. Add many colors of vegetables and fruits. Think peppers and carrots and broccoli and maybe grapes. The third tip for your navigation of the salad bar would be to add a little bit of that lean protein. Remember our step one, you can add that lean protein, things like chicken and salmon and hard-boiled eggs, tofu and beans and nuts and seeds. All of those are great for appetite control. Finally, navigating that salad bar that's filled with those phytochemicals that will keep us healthy. Top with homemade salad dressing if possible. Just think tried but true olive oil and vinegar. Maybe fresh lemon juice and olive oil, and add in those herbs and spices. So adding fruits and vegetables to your fit plan, it just gave you one great strategy with the salad bar. We're still talking about that step two, carbs. Step one was choosing the lean proteins back in episode number 3. You can listen back for more information on that protein. But we are talking about step number 2 and adding in those healthy carbs. So how are we going to do that? We're going to eat 5 or more servings of vegetables a day, the deepest, richest colors with a focus on the rock star superfood groups. The amount, let's talk about that as it relates to the plate method or the hand method. Traditional serving is about a half of cup of any vegetable counts as one serving, except for those dark leafy greens, and then you get a whole cup that's uncooked. If you are using the plate method, it is literally half of your plate can be covered with fruits and vegetables. If you're using the hand method, 1 to 2 handfuls will do you good for a serving. You can eat vegetables fresh, or you can actually thaw them from frozen, equally as nutritionally valuable. You can use fresh herbs and spices. You want to focus on eating vegetables either raw or steamed or roasting. That's going to give you the most bang for your buck on how to cook them or how to consume them, actually. When it comes to fruit, 2 or more servings is plenty for the fruit category. It looks like about a half a cup for fresh or frozen, and about a quarter cup dried as one serving. Something to note, veggies have an edge over our fruits because they are typically a lower glycemic response, meaning that our blood sugar doesn't raise as quickly with our vegetables. It's important to know that if you're trying to lose weight or maybe you are pre-diabetic, fruit would be something that you would have to look at a little closer. So just for today's purposes, we want to just remember that 2 servings of fruits, plenty. Finally, as a reminder, just minimize those whites. Those are things like your potatoes and your rice. We just want to make sure we limit those. This fit plan is a starting line to get you into clean eating habits. On our next episode, we're going to crush the topic of sugar. It's pretty sweet. As always, thanks for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to the Fit Podcast. Share with your friends and please send us your feedback.